as you've probably witnessed over the past few weeks, when it rains in L.A., it pours. And you could say the same thing about the city's professional football drought as well. After more than two decades without even one NFL team, Los Angeles is now the home of two. The Chargers are moving up the coast from San Diego to join the new L.A. Rams in their $2.5 billion Inglewood Stadium that's under construction. They're going to play in the StubHub Center in the meantime. The decision to move the Chargers, of course, has upset a lot of folks in both cities, even down to the logo that they use. Frances Anderton is host of KCRW's Design and Architecture. She's here now with this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve. Time to talk about LogoGate.
Yeah. And there seems to be some electricity about this back and forth about the logo. Describe the first logo for us and what people didn't like so much about it.
Oh, well, this was the logo that was released on social media last Thursday. You mentioned electricity. I think you're referring to the lightning bolt that slashed through the letters LA and got people thinking that it looked like the Dodgers logo. In fact, some people joked it looked like it was the ugly logo baby that was the the progeny of a merging between the Tampa Bay Lightning logo and the Los Angeles Dodger logo.
So they came up with subsequent logos to try and, I guess, minimize the backlash to this.
Yeah, there was damage control. By the same day, the team had adjusted the LA logo of the lightning bolt by changing the colors to yellow letters on a powder blue background. Then on Friday, they released a third version that spells out the Los Angeles Chargers. They've now put Los Angeles in small letters above the much larger word Chargers, which takes you back to the original format. This time it's yellow on that powder blue.
So this is the most recent logo that we have, powder blue with yellow Chargers, and then in smaller letters above it, Los Angeles. Looks kind of like the San Diego Chargers logo, except with a new city atop.
That's right. Now, recent being the operative word, because in logo world, one isn't quite sure. And I think what we're getting at here is how logos, which on the one hand are just a mark, but actually just arouse passions like you wouldn't believe.
This is one of those things where I guess the ownership was like, how do we relate to this new place, right? They're trying to get a footing in a city where they haven't been here in many, many, many years.
Right. So they have a massive challenge getting accepted in Los Angeles. And then they rolled out this logo so quickly. I mean, one can look back at the recent history of logos and you can remember the huge fusses that aroused that didn't involve moving a team to a whole other city. You might remember when Gap tried to change its logo.
Yes.
Or when incoming Marissa Mayer changed Yahoo's logo. There was a huge outcry at the Met last year in New York where people complained about that logo. Just calling it the Met and having the be too big set people off. We actually talked last year to Michael Beirut, he's with a very famous graphic design company called Pentagram. He had designed pro bono Hillary Clinton's logo for her campaign. That aroused passions. And we asked him, why do logos get people going so much?
I think a lot of the passion people feel about logos run high when it's something that you have a really strong personal kind of loyalty to. So when sports teams change their logos, the fans often are the first ones who are outraged by it.
And he certainly makes a point. I remember even doing this at Marketplace when IKEA changed its font on the pages of its big catalog that it would send out every year. People just went crazy about it.
Yes, and it's because we are tribal and our marks or logos are in a way a stamp of our tribe. And we put enormous personal connection to us. As Michael Beirut says, you know, we have an emotional connection and typefaces and letter forms and colors are an expression of that personal bond.
Well, we'll see if they can score some touchdowns. I think that's the most important thing that fans want from the Chargers. Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome.